The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Some Pharisees and Herodians were sent to Jesus to ensnare him in his speech. They came and said to him, "Teacher, we know that you are a truthful man and that you are not concerned with anyone's opinion. You do not regard a person's status, but teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. Is it lawful to pay the census tax to Caesar or not? Should we pay or should we not pay?" Knowing their hypocrisy, Jesus said to them, "Why are you testing me? Bring me a denarius to look at." They brought one to him, and he said to them, "Whose image and inscription is this?" They replied to him, "Caesar's." So Jesus said to them, "Repay then to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God." They were utterly amazed at him. The Gospel of the Lord. Today we have in the Gospel one of the deceptive dialogues in which people come up to Jesus to try to entrap him with words. And the whole setting for the scene was the idea among the zealots and some of the Pharisees that it was immoral to cooperate with the Romans at all. And to use their currency was actually blasphemous, because on the front of their coins, they had an image of Caesar, whom they had divinized, whom they were treating as a god. So basically, even to use currency would be an act of idolatry. And therefore, you couldn't pay taxes if you had to pay taxes with idolatrous means. So they came to Jesus, trying to entrap him. If he said, yes, it's lawful to pay taxes to Caesar, then I guess he was an idolater. If he said, no, let's run to the Romans and say that he's trying to say you shouldn't pay your taxes. So Jesus, transcending their pettiness, said, "Why are you testing me? Bring me a denarius to look at." And the very fact that they had a denarius to give him, shows that they were using denarii all the time for ordinary purchases. It wasn't a question of whether it was blasphemous. In their minds, it wasn't a question of whether it was idolatry. They were constantly using this cash. And so Jesus was exposing their hypocrisy in the very question. But then he points to the deeper principle that we need to focus. If we give to Caesar what has Caesar's image on it, then we're to give to God what has God's image. And who is God's image? We are God's image, made in his image and likeness. And therefore, we're called to give God not just something, not just a little bit of our time, a little bit of our money, a little bit of the talents that he's given us. Since all that we've received from his loving generosity, we're called to give to God the things that are God's. Today we celebrate the feast of Saints Marcellinus and Peter, two early Roman martyrs who were killed under the Roman Emperor Diocletian in the year 304. Peter was a priest, Marcellinus was an exorcist. When the time came for them to make the choice about whether to try to save their life or give to God the things that are God's, if that's what it required, they, without missing a beat, said, "We're going to remain faithful to God, even if you're threatening to torture and kill us." And it was while they were in jail, preparing for their execution, that they converted so many others, just by their peacefulness, just by their joy, by their faith, as they were preparing to die. They gave to God the things that are God's and helped a lot of other people to say, "If Jesus Christ loved me enough to live and die for me, then how can I respond to him on the cheap? How can he who gave everything for me only get part of me in response?" And among those converts in jail, many of them themselves became martyrs because they had learned the gospel from those who give totally over to God. Today in the first reading, we have the second day of this week-long reflection on Tobit. Tobit was a just man. He suffered because he was burying his fellow Jews. And after he had been banished by the emperor, the Assyrian emperor Sennacherib, soon as Sennacherib had died and he was allowed to come home, first night when he's throwing a celebratory meal, he had sent out his son, as you heard yesterday, to invite just any poor Jew, any poor man among our kinsmen, to come and share that meal. And the son found that somebody was slaughtered in the middle of the city. So he went out and he buried him too, again at the risk of everything, because he wanted to give God all that he had. Today's gospel we see, in today's first reading we see that by freakish circumstances he had gone blind. We don't have his words here, but in the book of Tobit, which I'd encourage you to read, it would only take you 20 minutes, the whole book. But in the book of Tobit, he praises the Lord for the fact that he had been able to see all his days up until then. Rather than complaining about what he didn't have, he was grateful for all the blessings he had had. And because he was capable of giving to the Lord like that, what do we see occur? It was only because of his blindness that he couldn't travel to Media, which we're going to see later on in this week. And because he couldn't travel to Media to get, basically, money he had left there, he had to send his son. Because he sent his son to get the money, that's where his son met his future wife. And it all began with thanksgiving, rather than self-pity, that God allowed this blindness to occur for 4 years so that two things would happen. His son would get married, and that he would receive a miracle in 4 years of the healing of his sight through the archangel Raphael. A lot of the times when disappointing or difficult stuff happens to us, we start to say, woe am I, what did I ever do to you, God? But a lot of the times when we just give back even our illnesses and even our problems to the Lord, he's able to use those in order to bring about far greater goods than we would have ever seen had we had what we thought was that blessing before, but he had greater blessings in mind. Give to God the things that are God's. The most important thing we give to God is praise and thanksgiving. As we come forward today on the Feast of Saints Marcellinus and Peter, as Jesus says, this is my body given for you, let's first thank him for that incredible gift. And then say, Jesus, this is my body. This is my blood. This is my time. This is my life. This is my heart. These are my problems. This is all I am and have, given lovingly in exchange. As the Lord lifts that up as the one sacrifice to the Father and transforms it into a means by which we will receive even greater blessing. This is the gospel. Praise be Jesus Christ.